The Volumes of Truth. Volume 2. Judgment, Transgression, and the Word. December 1, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord, spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. I am the Lord your God. He who stretched out the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth. The maker of all things. Yes, I am He. The creator of heaven and earth. The one alone who sits on high. Molding and shaping that which I have created, by Him who is forever seated at my right hand. The Father and the Son are one. Behold, even to man did I grant this power, the power to create or to destroy. Yet within man dwells a corrupted spirit. And so he goes out, and comes in, corrupting his way before him, leaving mourning in his wake, creating that which brings harm to himself, destroying that which was to sustain him, even to the murdering of the innocent, desecrating that which is pure, polluting the things of God, as he turns his back on his Creator. Thus I must judge the peoples of the earth. Behold, I shall surely testify against them, and utter my strong rebuke. For as it is written, so shall it be. I shall come, and I shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before me, and a great storm shall rage all around me. I shall call to the heavens above, and to the earth beneath, and judge all people. Indeed, all shall give an account on that day, even of every idle word. Yet let my faithful ones, all who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, be gathered to me, and let them be judged according to the new covenant. Let the holy sacrifice stand in their place, and speak on their behalf. For only the rejection of the holy covenant leads to judgment and death, or the acceptance thereof, from judgment into life. For I am a just God and a Savior. My mercy endures forever. My judgment is righteous, and my justice lasts throughout the generations. Behold, heaven is my throne, and the earth my footstool, says the Lord. For I had sent to you my Son, in whom the fullness of God dwells, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, a man without sin, blameless, who willingly gave up his life for all who have fallen under judgment, that those who are willing might pass from death to life, from darkness into the light of life. For he carried the weight of the world's sin to the cross, and crucified sin through his suffering, the penalty of sin abolished, as he fell asleep, the victory established for all time, upon his rising. Thus he will be your judge at the last day, O peoples of the earth, because he is both God and man. Therefore, blessed are all those in whom he sees of himself, for these have already passed from judgment into life, seated forever at his right hand. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, for thus says the Lord. Do not be deceived. Let Satan gain no foothold. For there is but one God, and one Savior, one Deliverer in the day of wrath. Again I say to you, do not be deceived. Satan cannot change his visage and become man. He is what he is, and remains who he became to this day. He is Haleel, son of the morning, with a heart like the abyss. And those fallen are like him, corrupted by those same things which consume him. Yet Satan has indeed appeared to men, sending them strong delusions, preying upon that which already dwells within them, even imitating Mary, the mother of the Messiah, deceiving those who remain ignorant of the truth, leading a multitude away into false worship and idolatry. So then Satan only imitates the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he is only doing what comes natural to him, because he is a liar and the father of all lies. Thus he does indeed wear many disguises, and delights in leading my people astray. For by clever words and dark speeches, he bears false witness, leading multitudes away into faiths which are dead. False religions, detestable practices, abominations. Yahushua HaMashiach is the gift, he is the only way. There is salvation in no other. nor any other name under heaven, by which you must be saved. Thus all religions of this world are an abomination in the eyes of the Most High God. Every one of them pollutes the land and spreads forth like a plague. Behold, even those who bear my name have become like them. Not one worships me in spirit or in truth. All have gone astray. Corrupt workers, arrogant assemblies, you worship yourselves. Yes, even you, O churches of men, have corrupted the word of truth, and do not cease from polluting my name. You misuse my name and abuse my word, subverting the people through false doctrine and filthy tradition. You encourage them to forsake my commandments and ignore my every decree. In the name of the Holy One, you cause my people to sin. By permission, under grace, you encourage them to transgress the commandments of God, teaching and preaching to them another Messiah, adding to and taking away from my word to uphold your own way, and all for the sake of unjust gain. Shall I not discipline you for these things? Shall I not bring down my hand hard upon you? Shall I not come forth swiftly and wipe all religions from the face of the earth? Yet true faith has a name, and true religion yields fruit of the same. A bride who obeys the voice of her husband and walks in his ways, a people worthy to be called by his name. Yet the light has departed from the churches of men. The word of truth is hidden from their eyes. All is corrupt and dying. Darkness fills the earth. And so the word was sent and came into the world to seek and to save the lost. And behold, he is coming again to deliver his own, all those who believe and live by the word, and to destroy those who fight against the word, for they too are bound by the word. For the word stands forever, immovable and everlasting, unchangeable, having complete authority over all things, the light and the dark, the righteous and the wicked. Indeed, the whole universe is set within the confines of his will, giving heed to him who created it, forever and ever. Amen.